Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. Tony Bennett, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you'll be hearing from Louis Armstrong, from Glenn Miller. And to get us started, here's Lena Horne, and It's All Right With Me.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. Wrong face, not his face, but such a face that is all right with me. The wrong song, the wrong style, the wrong smile, not his smile, but such a smile that is all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Thank you. don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points. When the weather vane points to gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine. Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, all get up, I'd get so lit up. Gosh, all get up, I'd get that size. Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, hot hypnotized, yeah. Where'd you get those eyes, gate? Where'd you get those eyes, set? Where'd you get those eyes? Papa, da dee da do 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 da yeah, those eyes.
What a fun and popular song this has been. Jeepers Creepers, written by Johnny Mercer and Harold Warren. Harry Warren, back in 1938, was in a film with Louis Armstrong called Goin' Places, and this version, of course, was sung by Louis Armstrong. We heard from Glenn Miller in his orchestra, and a song written by Frankie Carl became his theme. This was Sunrise Serenade. Glenn Miller had it on the hit parade twice, number 7 in 1939, and got up to number 23 in 1944. We started with Lena Horne with a Jan Savitt and Harold Adamson tune from 1939. Jan Savitt wrote it, and it became his theme. The song was It's All Right With Me. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, it was on this week back in 1863 that history was made in New York City as two of the world's most famous midgets, General Tom Thumb, 3 feet 4 inches tall, and his lovely bride Lavinia Warren, 2 feet 8 inches tall, exchanged I do's before a small gathering of 2,000 of their closest friends in New York City. And on this week back in 1934, the first unperforated, ungummed sheets of postage stamps were issued by the U.S. Postal Service in New York City. Talk about inconvenience. One had to cut out the stamps from the sheet, put some glue on the back to get them to stick on the envelope. Fortunately, there were improvements coming down the road. We have lots of more good music coming down the road. It'll be Keeley Smith. We'll have Rod Stewart. And here's Artie Shaw and his famous Back Bay Shuffle.
Thank you. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me, but if you're only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night, ooh, the nearness of you. So close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me, but if you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight to feel in the night the nearness of you.
can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Jerome Kern wrote it back in 1932. This has become one of the great swing songs of all time. The Song Is You, done here so well by Keeley Smith. Before that, it was Rod Stewart and another, well, blockbuster from 1940. Ned Washington and Hoagie Carmichael wrote it that year. It was The Nearness of You. And we heard another one, big one, from Artie Shaw. He wrote the Back Bay Shuffle and then produced it in 1939. Got up to number 8 on the hit parade that year. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. Well, it was on this day back in 1897. All the news that fit to print appeared on the front page of the New York Times beginning on this day. Henry J. Raymond and two associates started the New York Times in 1851. Then in October of 1896, the paper held a contest offering readers a $100 prize if they could come up with a better slogan in 10 words or less than "All the news that's fit to print." Well, no one did, and no one since has. And on this day, back in 1863, the fire extinguisher was patented by Alliston Crane, and it's a thrill to sing to you, pay this bill, I hope you will. The singing telegram, not that one certainly, was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City on this day in 1933. Back to more music on Swing. We have three great ones coming up. We have Ella Fitzgerald, we have Duke Ellington, and here is Tony Bennett, who is Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again, I hear the trumpets blow again, I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take the ride again, I'm starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. Now I thought the cards were a frame-up, and I never would try, but now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now, we'll have a happy ending now, we're taking a chance. I hear the trumpets blow again, and we're taking a chance. About to take that ride again, taking a chance. And in clover I lie, Mr. Rabbit, of course, you better kiss that foot goodbye. I'm on the ball again, riding for a fall again, I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance, I'm taking a chance.
Thank you.
entrancing music dies. All of my future is in you. For every plan I design, promise you'll always continue.
Folks, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. That was Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman's Orchestra and Lover, Rodgers and Hart tune from 1933. We heard from Duke Ellington and a Mitchell Parrish Hoagie Carmichael tune from 1929, a song that got on the hit parade 15 times between 1930 and 1943 called Stardust. And it was Tony Bennett to start us off with a Vernon Duke tune from 1940, famous one called Taking a Chance on Love. We're going to be back right after this little break with Dick Hames. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots more great stuff coming up. It'll be Ray Eberle with the Modern Airs. We'll have Eileen Farrell. And here's Dick Hames, and How Deep Is the Ocean?
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star. And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? Oh, how deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Suddenly, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me riding high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Oh, cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. When I think I'm free as a dove, suddenly moonlight descends from above.
Thank you. stars always winking and blinking above. What makes a fella start thinking of falling in love?
It's not the season, the reason is plain as the moon.
It's just Elmer's tune.
What makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Sing it, swing it, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street,
the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon. I'll sing Elmer's tune. The baker and the man on the street,
the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon,
all sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune. They
big song for Glenn Miller back in 1941. It was number one on the hit parade. It was Elmer's Tune, featuring Ray Eberly and the Modernaires, written by Dick Jurgens and Sammy Gallup in 1941. Before that, Eileen Farrell from her CD called The Eileen Farrell Album, and a Burton Lane tune called Old Devil Moon, music from a musical called Finian's Rainbow. And we heard from Dick Hames, an Irving Berlin tune, a famous one. He wrote the words and the music to it in 1932, was How Deep Is the Ocean? Well, it was on this week back in 1912 that the first diesel engine submarine was commissioned in Groton, Connecticut. And on this very day, back in 1752, through the efforts of Benjamin Franklin, the Pennsylvania Hospital opened. It was the very first hospital in the United States. And on this very day, back in 1960, Jack Parr walked off an NBC Tonight Show. The previous night, Parr had told a joke during the monologue, and although Parr didn't say the word toilet, he said water closets. Well, it offended the NBC censors, who cut the joke, which was a total of 4 minutes, out of the show. Parr was incensed when he found out, so on this night he complained about the NBC censors, said goodnight, and left. He returned on March 7th following a trip to Hong Kong, and apparently he patched things up because he stayed around another 2 years as host of The Tonight Show. That's Jack Parr. Let's get back to more music on Swing. It'll be Fran Warren with Claude Thornhill. We'll have Ted Heath. And here's Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle and The Continental.
It's something daring, the Continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the Continental. Because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the Continental. An invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the Continental. Because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly. His eyes answer your song too. body's swaying the continental, and you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing the continental, for it's a song of romance and of love. You kiss while you're dancing, it's continental, it's continental. You sing while you're dancing, your voice is gentle and sentimental. You'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with him and he's in love with you. You'll find while you're dancing that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. Fred and Ginger,
to last past Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday. Discover that certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of lover who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. A Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love.
That was Fran Warren warbling for us along with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. And a Louis Prima tune from 1946 that got up to number 16 on the hit parade in 1947 called A Sunday Kind of Love. We heard from Ted Heath and his famous recording of A String of Pearls. Jerry Gray wrote that for Glenn Miller back in 1942. Started with Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle with a Herb Magazine tune from 1934. Music from The Gay Divorcee. Called The Continental. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And by the way, you can hear us worldwide on the web at WVXU.org. Well, it was on this week back in 1924 that Calvin Coolidge, known to many as Silent Cal, made the first presidential political speech on radio. The speech originated from New York City, was broadcast over five radio stations. Some 5 million people tuned in to hear the president speak. And on this week in 1908, the now famous New York to Paris automobile race began in Seattle and ended in Yokohama, Japan. The race started in Times Square in New York City. Six automobiles were entered in the race. A guy by the name of George Schuster got the checkered flag after 170 days. He spent 88 of them actually driving. And you can see a great comedy, a film with Jack Lemmon about this, loosely about it, called The Great Race. We have time for a couple more here. Here's a great one right now. Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and Nice and Easy.
Let's take it nice and easy.
It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it, nice and easy does it, nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time, nice and easy does it, nice and easy does it, nice and easy.
I was hoping we'd have a little more time for this. This is Les Brown, and I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. And before that, we heard from Sinatra, of course, with Nelson Riddle and a song called Nice and Easy. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday nights between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.